Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Ooh, it's super foggy out the window. I assume that's smog, not just fog. I'm going to assume that the air quality
probably
is...
probably a mix of both. I mean, yeah, I know that the smoke's definitely there, and I'm looking longingly back on that orange day and wishing we could breathe that air.
Yeah, that air with this look. That would be fantastic. All right, let's do the news here.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, geez. Hold on a second.
Oh, Lord. Now what?
I got to see if I got a sponsor.
You do. Fremont Bank. Want me to do it?
Hold on. Yeah, can you?
Yeah. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, the news. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Fremont Bank. Here's what's happening. So, full schedule of NFL games this weekend for those of you who like that.
Ooh.
That's some really good news, as we've spent a lot of time watching old shows, and here's something
nice to see
live.
Some sports.
Right. Live television, everyone. Yay. Something that is, I'm kind of torn by this story because apparently a lot of people are taking steps to try and get healthier since the pandemic has hit. And I don't think it's necessarily sickness related. I think it's time. Also, you know, summer brings great fruit and vegetables. So it does allow you to enjoy, you know, a fresh peach or fresh strawberries when come midwinter, you know, the pickings get slim. So I assume some of the attention to your health has been due to the, you know, fact that we've got a lot of great fruit and vegetables available during the summer season. They say here, according to, I've got a couple different stories in front of me that lean their point at the sort of the same thing, which is we're being healthier than probably many expect. Yeah, at first, you sort of go, well, here's an excuse to watch TV and eat Cheetos. And yet,
right,
as this thing has dragged on, it's become really more like, all right, well, now I have to look at myself in the mirror and decide who I'm going to be.
It did get ugly there. I mean, you know, that's the thing. You've spent not long enough inside and realize that this whole change in your life has brought on changes in your body, too. And you go, I don't want this. You know, Lindsay High is doing, she's on keto.
Lindsay
like,
High, the great sales lady from Entercom Radio.
Who is also sort of the renowned cake maker, too. Like, she was doing these crazy great cakes. She says now she's turned all her energy to, like, making zucchini keto muffins. Like, she's got a whole thing going on.
Good for her. I'm glad to hear that. So the survey found that 57% of people polled are eating fewer animal products, drinking less dairy, eating less meat, eating more fruit and vegetables during the pandemic. So that is something that's nice to hear as we try to sort of balance the months out from the first, you know, binging on the Cheetos to now sort of eating more healthfully. And 76% of people say they're now taking other steps to get healthier, besides eating better, which is at the top of the list, people are drinking more water, trying to get more sleep, staying in touch with friends and family, which is something that maybe you didn't do when you had less time available to you. There's also people doing new exercises. I know there's plenty of stuff you can do from home, but also now that like the Bay Club's back open, and I know some, I think gyms are going to be able to open back up in San Francisco, which
was the
last kind of holdout of closed, of sort of extreme closings.
Like, right.
A lot of places were allowed to open and San Francisco didn't, but it looks like that's going to change here in the next couple days. So exercising more, learning how to manage stress, finding creative outlets. Hello, painting rocks.
Listen, it's either that or watch TV. I'll poke rocks with painted sticks any day.
So big weekend plans of,
I'm going to poke sticks all weekend long, Vin. I'll put some pictures.
They were all beautiful, but in that grouping that you'd posted, there was one with, I just loved the colors and thought, wow, that might be the best looking rock I've ever seen.
Well, thank you so much.
Really,
goodness
really
gracious.
Neat stuff.
You should, and I'm getting better because I'm doing, you know, now that I've been doing it for a week, you wouldn't believe it. I'm amazing.
No, I would believe it. I actually think that you're pretty talented, and I've seen what you've done with. You went from duct tape wallets, to an entire purse production team.
Like, yeah, first I got really good at duct tape, though. You know, I'd like to master one thing at a time, Finn.
Uh huh. So I do believe that you'll be the best rock painter of all times if you just set your attention to it.
Oh.
Also,
well,
high
goal, lofty goals.
Ways people are getting healthier, taking online classes. We already heard about musical instruments, specifically guitars, are selling better than ever right now. So I could see that. My kid's finally back on her piano classes, doing them through Zoom. So that's another way that people doing instruments. And online workshops, also big right now. So people are finding ways to stay healthy and do better for themselves during these times, and I like to see it.
I do, too, and I think it's great to have a hobby. And I'm psyched for Bananas, Ding Ding Shame, because and other small stores, you know, where people are funding whatever hobby they've decided to take on. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. And even if that's cooking keto stuff, that's a hobby, too. It's healthy because you need some kind of outlet. This is crazy times.
Well, I can see for Lindsay, look, everybody loves baked goods. Everybody. Mm-hmm. It's hard to deny.
Especially
a
Lindsay's baked.
Right. She's really good at it.
Right.
So yes, a beautiful cake. But after a while, I could see where as the chef, you'd start to say, I'm eating too much baked goods. I need to aim that healthy. And that's great. Good for her. So she's going to, on her hobby and do it more healthfully.
I want to tell you, just because we're still talking about this, she's on Instagram as @low_carbo_keto_mama. She's got all kinds of recipes and stuff up there. And she's a great baker and chef. And so if you want to check her out over there on get her a few followers on Instagram @low_carbo_keto_mama.
Great job, Lindsay.
Great job, Lindsay. You're great.
The past 6 months have made a lot of people take a good long look at their lives.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, here they are married to someone that they are about to separate from. In other cases, it's a single person who says, I do not like being alone this much. I'm going to need to find someone and partner up.
Oh.
According to, I don't know where I got this. 2 out of 3 single people, though, on dating apps say they've lowered their standards because of the pandemic. They're trying to be more realistic and trying to find someone they can hang with.
They probably should have lowered them a while ago, but it's great that the pandemic brought that around.
Exactly right. They're getting
So lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.
The main reasons They've lowered their standards. They don't like being alone during the quarantine, and they're also getting more worried about finding a relationship. They say 3/4 of people say they've spent more time talking with people they meet on dating apps before they get together, and that's hopefully going to bring about a better connection when it's time to finally meet.
Well, that, you know, that's sort of forced, right? I mean, people were doing drive-by dates, right? Like meeting in a parking lot and talking 6 feet apart through the windows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. We are living this life and we're on the air, and so people are seeing us sort of stay in our shelter in place. But I think plenty of people are out there like, screw that, I'm going on a date. I'm not trying to tell you to do that, but I certainly know one of my buddies who's been on a bunch of dates, and he's like, yeah, I'm dating.
Oh.
Yes, we can wear masks and we don't have to do it, but I'm going out. So
I am leaving these four walls behind me, even if it's just for a couple hours.
And oh, I never knew it was called something that it's called cuffing season.
Cuffing?
But people are starting to get a look at the holiday. What? Why are you?
Cuffing?
What?
Yeah. Why are you nodding? What do you know about this cuffing season?
Yeah. People just, if they try to find somebody really fast for the holidays, and then as soon as January, February, then they dump them.
So, like they get handcuffed to someone. You've roped someone into your holiday nightmare.
I feel
nightmare.
Like we reported this last year, too. It goes up until Valentine's Day. Yeah. So they just want to around for the holidays.
I see.
All right. Well, the name didn't stick, but there it is. Cuffing season.
All right.
And that's it's starting earlier this year. People,
oh, sure,
because
right.
they've been alone all summer and haven't, you know, been,
so
been humping
lonely.
Away like they normally would. They're finding themselves looking for that person to hang with through the holidays. So it's a good time to be on a dating app, everyone.
Oh, I am so horny. Oh, boy. Oh, feel the pain dripping out of her words. Mm.
Speaking of the holidays, the National Toy Hall of Fame just announced its 12 finalists for the 2020 class.
How many of these 12 will get in? Just one?
A few. Like last year's, 3 toys made it in. The coloring book, Magic the Gathering cards, and Matchbox cars.
Huh.
Those were the most recent Hot Toy Hall of Fame inductees.
All right.
This year's finalists include Baby Nancy doll.
Never heard of her.
No.
Baby Nancy, Nicole? No.
Never heard of it. Bingo.
Oh, Bingo's not in? That's a
Briar toy horses.
Oh my God, I had every one of those. They're amazing. They're just little horse statues. I loved the Briar horses with the white hot passion of a thousand suns, Vinny.
Once said Briar toy horses to me. Never once.
I guarantee you I have.
What?
I absolutely had. I had every single one of those. I had horse statues all throughout my room. I had some the Briar ones weren't articulated. They were like, you know, statues. You'd have like the mare and foal, or, you know, the Palomino stallion, whatever. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Do you like the smell of horse poop?
Do I
Does
like it?
Does that bring, like, good memories for you?
It brings great memories. I don't find the smell of horse poop offensive at all.
It's not that bad, actually.
It's not.
Nicole!
It's not. They're it's just not. All they eat is grass, and it's not like cow poop that's real runny and bogus. It's more like a, you know, they're just like little biscuits.
Yeah. I'd rather pick up horse poop than dog poop.
Than any poop. Than any other poop.
Horses isn't it like 10
poop.
Times bigger than dog poop, though?
Yeah, but you have a huge shovel.
Yeah,
and you
yeah
just,
big pile of it. Yeah. And but it's, you know, it's not going to fall. It's not pudding.
You guys?
It's not like a moose. It's more like a biscuit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just made of grass. You can actually see the grass in it.
Mm-hmm. You're way too into this. I asked that question.
Seriously.
It's almost like jokingly,
joke,
and
right?
Here you are, you like it, and you're still talking about
horse
poop.
This is how she sounds, just picking up poop.
Oh,
oh horse God. Poop, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's me. Whatever, can we leave
okay.
now?
Briar,
so done with you,
toy horses, yes. Jenga.
Oh,
Light
Jenga's great.
Bright.
Oh, I love Jenga.
Oh, Light Bright. Oh, my God. I love Light Bright.
I loved Light Bright, too.
Light
He-Man
Bright,
action figures. My Little Pony. Risk. Sidewalk Chalk. The Game Sorry. Tamagotchi. And Yahtzee.
Tamagotchi.
Are all in the running for this year's 2020 class for the Toy Hall of Fame. And if you want to look at it or be a voter, you can go to toyhalloffame.org over the next week. Three of the 12 toys will be announced as new inductees come November 5th.
There are some solid inductees potentially there. If that Nancy doll makes it in, I give up on the Toy Hall of Fame.
Actually, that baby Nancy doll, I believe, is the first black baby doll ever made in 1969.
Oh, all right. She can get in. I take it back. I didn't know she was a little black baby.
What are you doing? Come on.
Back now pedal. I know. I just didn't know. Sorry. Jesus.
How could you?
I know. I'm like, get that one out. That's great, Sarah. Jesus. Oh, all our black listeners are like shaking their heads. Sarah, come on.
You suck, and I'm changing the station right now.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Great. Way to go. Not only did you make Jane break
everything.
Her phone and throw it at your picture, the pieces at your picture.
She didn't even write to me, which is so, it's like unheard of. Maybe she's actually asleep. I mean, that'd be good for her, right?
Doubt it.
It'd be great for her, except that doesn't happen. She doesn't sleep.
I'm letting everyone down today. Oh, God, my bad.
Our text number. I don't have time. I had a lot of stories. I'll just have to do them next week, everyone. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, 707. What are you trying to do? You trying to make Jane mad at it? Really? This music is more depressing than the weather. What song was that?
Maybe it was the Flaming Lips record or something.
Oh, okay. Yes. It looks like
that wasn't
new texts
about the
have
Alice
come
music.
In. I didn't move forward. My bad. Mm. Sarah absolutely has mentioned Breyer. I had them too. Yes. Says 925. Okay, well, I'm going to have to look them up so they'll click with me because I have no visual at all.
Don't do it in front of your kids or suddenly horses are expensive, man. And I was all about horses my whole life growing up. I'd still love to have a horse. It's just the problem is I have to pay for it now.
Right.
My dad
now,
wouldn't be doing that.
The big ask at my house is, why don't we just get a pool?
Oh, what why don't you just get a
live
pool?
Live in hell. What world do you think we live in that we can just go get a pool?
Oh, well, you can't just go get one of those?
The neighbors have a pool.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think, oh, look, you could just have a pool built. Look, people build pools.
They just dig a hole.
You just dig a hole and you fill it with water.
Right.
Vinny, get to work, buddy. You got a pool to build.
You can borrow my shovel if you want.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. I have a shovel, too. You and Chris can both dig it together.
I'm just going to do it a little at a time in the backyard by myself.
Just dig a foot or so a day. You'll have it done in a couple days.
Great. Super. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.